Kelim Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Hatmein Shebekli Cheres. These type of Kelim are Kelim that are Mekabel Tum. They're made of Kli Cheres, and they are the category that are Tmein. Tavlo Sheyesh Lo Lizbeis, a flat tablet, a plate, that has a rim. Umachto Shleima, a Kli that you use for shoveling coals, but it has walls around it, so that's a base gibble. V'tavlo, shehimalei ka'orois, a tray that's made out of cheres, that's, picture something flat, like you have for nuts, and it has different compartments for different types of nuts, you know, like one of these things that you give for a gift when you go away for Shabbos. So each one of the compartments is part of the kli itself. So the Mishnah says like this, so that's cool, it has a kli kibble, right? Each compartment is a kli kibble. Nitmes achas mehem, one of the compartments became Torah, Tommy from a sheretz. A sheretz fell into one of the compartments. Lo nitmu kulam. That ka'ora becomes Tommy. The other ka'oras do not become Tommy. Each ka'ora is considered a kli kibble and a kli bifnei atzmai. Im yesh lo lizbis oidif, if it has around the whole gift thing, it has one rim around, so it has one joint kli kibble. If it's a flat tray, and then there's ka'oras, there's compartments, so then each ka'ora is only a kli unto itself. There's no tziruv. But if it has a rim around, so there's one kli kibble around the ganze zach, around the whole thing, so then it becomes tamei biyachad, then the whole thing becomes tamei. Then we'll remember what we spoke at in Mishnah Gimel, that the shal is what's called a machta or ein that doesn't have defanois, so what's called that doesn't have lizbeis. Because it doesn't have on all four sides, so the kli kibble is not secure, or it doesn't have on any sides. That's a machlokes between different mafarshim. The way the Rav explains lizbeis oidif is that the outer rim around the whole tray rises above the compartments, and really, as soon as the sheretz falls into the ear space of the walls of the whole tray, really, the whole thing is tummy, because it's in the ear space of the ganze zach, the whole thing. Lemaisa, Kivega learns that way in the Rambam, but he points out that the Rash doesn't sound that way. The Rash sounds like, not because it falls into the ear space of the rim around the whole kli, but the etzem fact that there is a rim renders it all one kli. Not a technical halacha because it fell into the ear space. The fact that it has a rim, that defines it as one kli. The nafkamina, he points out, would be, what happens, let's say it never fell in the ear space? What happens, let's say, the way it got in was, for instance, let's say the bog fell in, the sheretz fell in, the sheretz was alive. There was some poison in one of the compartments and it died in. So it never went as a dead sheretz in the walls. It was never contained in the walls of the ear space of the rim around. It's in the compartment. Hafilachi, that's the fact that it has a rim around, renders it all one kli. We'll see the end of the Mishnah. Legabe based tavlin shalates, it's not going to work out exactly. The nafkamina, of course, will also be what happens if you have a tray where there's a rim around the tray, but the ka'orois, the compartments, rise above. So when it fell into the compartments, it never fell into the ear space of the rim around. There will also be a pasht nafkamina between the two cases. V'chein based tavlin shal cheres, v'kalmorim hametu omois. Now the same thing. You have a spice thing that's made for, it's a kli that's made for spices, and it has different compartments, one for ginger, one for cinnamon, one for whatever it is. The kalmarim hametu amois. This is something that a soifer uses. The kalmar, today they use an ivrit, I think, for like a pencil case. So here we're talking about something where a soifer who's writing puts ink in one compartment, the quill in the other, and then let's say the sharpener and other kalim, he puts in a third one. It also has different compartments. If the sheretz fell into one of them, that one becomes tummy, the others become tohar, because each one's a kli bifnei atzmai. But if there's a rim around, the same way we just said with the two pshatim. Ubeis tavlin shel eitz shenitmo echod b'mashke, if one of the compartments, it's made of eitz, one of them becomes tummy by being negeya in mashkin tummy, the other one does not become Tomei. Why? The Mashke Tmeya falls into one of the compartments. The other compartment only touches the back of, the two compartments are touching each other. So by klicheres, it wasn't really a discussion, because by klicheres only mitame bifnim, only ba'avir, not migaboy. Kli eitz lecher is mitame bigaboy. But over here, the toich of the one compartment that touches the outside of the next one, lemaisa, the whole mashkin being mitame kli we spoke at earlier, is only gzer derabana. Mikra din. Mashke, if it's mashke tmei lecher to rishoin, shouldn't be metame kelim. Kelim does not become a sheni. There's a din derabonon that mashke is metame otu mashke that comes migufoy shel tumas agov. So mele by regular mashke that's tamei, since it's only exactly they made a hacker, and they said that it's not metame. If it touches the back of a kli, it's not metame defnim, which you never had. Because there's never a chilek between the inside and the outside of a kli eitz or any other type of kli. It's only how tumah gets transmitted to a kli cheres mibifnim mi'avir v'lo mi'gaboy. But by kli it's not. But this is the gedder of the din d'rabbanan. So mele, if even if it's touching the kli is only touching the outside of the other kli, it's not going to be mitame. The case that we're discussing, we have to add a little bit of hesber. The compartments that we're talking about over here in the Beis Tavlon Shaleid is not... where each compartment is separate, like separate cups on a tray. It's where all the compartments, the walls are sheared. So memela, what's the toich of one compartment is the gav of the other compartment. That's why the Mishnah has to speak out, that's not metame the other one. Be'etzem, it's touching the wall of this, it's also touching the wall of that. But no, it's touching the toich of this one, it's only touching the gav of that one, that's why it's only metame in this kli, and not in the other kli. Comes along a day chalekas with a chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Yoimer cholkin is ovyoy. Picture two compartments next to each other. We just said that compartment on the left doesn't become tome from the compartment on the right, even though the wall of the compartment on the left became tome. Migavoy tumas mashkin, the pnim of the one on the right, is not mitame the compartment of the sheared walls, which has the tome touching migavoy. However, the wall of the right compartment, which is also the wall of the left compartment, is kulay tameh, except that doesn't make the whole compartment on the left tameh. That's the kula of the gzeres mashke. Kongzum of Yechminuri says, you don't even have to say the whole wall is tameh. Split the wall in half. Hamishamish letameh tameh, the part that's the supporting wall of the compartment that became tameh, i.e., split it in half. Half of it is really the wall of the compartment that became Tameh. Hamashamish l'Torah Torah, the other half is the wall of the Kli, the compartment that the Sheretz didn't fall into. So that's Migaboy of the other side. The wall itself doesn't become Tameh. So if something would touch the wall from that side, it wouldn't become Tameh. The wall is only Tameh on the right side, not on the left side. And then the Mishnah iterates. Im yesh loy... Lizbeis oidif, if there's a rim that lifts above the compartments, nitma echo mehem, nitma chaveroi. Over there, the tumma is because it went into the airspace of the entirety of the whole tray, simemel, the whole thing becomes tamet. Now, it's not as simple as it sounds. Before, we had this idea of a rim that lifts above, and there, the tumma is in the airspace because we're talking about the kliches, but over here, we're talking about Beis Tavlon Shel Eitz. Kli Eitz is not metamet airspace, it's only metamet by touching. So we're talking about it touched one of the compartments. So what do I care if the rim goes up? The point is that the compartments are separate kelim. The Rav says that you have to say that with the rim above the compartments, we see the compartments not as separate kelim. We see them tackle all as one kli. They're different compartments in the same kli. V'haraya, the rim around it defines it all as one kli. So mel there would be considered as touching the whole thing, the whole kli, the whole tray becomes tummy. Now, there's an important point to make here, Kasha, that Achronim grapple with. And that is a little bit hard to understand this din that, let's say, by Klicheres, we have this tray with compartments, and the toich of one kli is back-to-back with the gav of it, but the gav is the toich of the next kli. How could it be that the toich of compartment A, where the Sheretz went into, is nitma, the kli, that is nitma, and the gav should not become tameh? What does that mean? By every kli cheres, when something goes into the toich, the avir, the toich is metame, and the gav also becomes tame. So why shouldn't that be true, that the toich of one compartment is metame automatically the gav of that compartment, even though it's part of the next kli as well? What does that mean? That doesn't have the din of a gav, where every gav of a kli cheres is nitma with the toich becoming tame. This is the Chazon Ish mutches over this, and the stipler has narichus in the first simon and kilos yankim and tyrus. The teretz mishnas tyrus brings a svara based on a hagdara which we've said over and over again. He brings it over here from Reb Michael Feinstein Zatzal, the edim of the Brisker of Godlush of Gdolim in the Yoni Tyrus, and Reb Michael explained, which is something that we've emphasized, that it's not a stomach zeres hakosuf that kli cheres is nitma only mitoich. The reason for it is because the whole shem kli is not more than the toich. Kli cheres kishela atzma is just a piece of earthenware. It's nothing. It's not a kli. The shem kli is the functionality. The heftz of the kli is the functionality of the toich. The gav be'etzim is not a kli. The gav is nitma when the toich is nitma agav, because it's the, so to speak, the supporting cast of the toich. It's agav the toich. It doesn't have an identity outside of being part of the toich. The toich is the kli. The gav becomes tome otu, the kli itself, which is the toich. That being said, what happens when the gav of compartment A is also the toich of compartment B? So then it has an identity of its own. It's now a shame kli bifnei atzmoi. It's agav, the other compartment, so it doesn't become tame. This is l'chor da amitius advar. One more ha'ara, which is ha'ara that Reb Kiv Eger has a kash on, is that we really said two hesberim for a similar idea. When we read the Reish of the Mishnah, we read and we explained the Mefarshim that when the rim goes above the compartments on the tray, the reason why it's mitame the sheretz, when the sheretz came into the airspace, is because since it's already in the airspace, all the compartments become tummy because they're all part of the one big kli of the tray, and it's already in the airspace that's contained in the walls of the tray. That was hesber number one. When we got to the end of the Mishnah, we explained that when there's a lifted rim around the tray, that defines all the compartments on the tray, even though one of them you put cashews and one of them you put licorice, they're all part of the same kli. It's a different vart. And we said it because Mefarshim explained the ratio one way, the Sefer the other way. Why did the Mefarshim change the pshat? Achrenim discussed. Now we're on to Mishnah Ches. Halapid, a lapid over here, lapid literally means a flame. But over here it means a kli cheres. It has a shape like a funnel where the bottom comes to a pointy end. Over here the end is something sharp, it comes to a point. And the sharp point can be stuck into, let's say, a piece of wood or dirt that's soft enough to hold it. The kli goes up and it extends outward like a funnel that gets wider at the top. And into the top, there's a holder to put a wick in with a lit candle. And that's the way to put candles down without having to have a whole nair, without having to have a whole apparatus. Lapid is enough of a kli, and it's cool that it has a kli kibbul. So Tommy, the Chiddush over here explains in the Mefarshim, the Rav, the Rash, is that even though this thing has a pointy bottom, it can't stand on its own. It can only stand because it's stuck into a piece of wood or dirt. So who says that as a Shem Kli? Normally a Kli has to be a Dovah Im Bifnei Atzma. The reason why over here it's a Kli is because it's Osir Lekach Mitchila, not a broken piece of Cheres that needs to be propped up. This is the Oifin HaShimush Lekachila. It's interesting is l'gabi Hashem kli. This is brought also in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, in the description of what's called a kli. So if you have a kli that comes to a pointy bottom and it can't stand bifnei atzmoi, so in Erechaim Kufnun Tes Sivhei you have this halacha that a kli sheni yochel lamed beloy smicha lo nechshav kli Netilas Yadayim. But if it's nasa lechatchila lekach choshuv kli, this is mamash our halacha. The Bir Hagro over there is mitzayin our halacha. The next case in the Mishnah, Beishikoi Shalner. Sheka is usually something that's sunken in to hold on to something. A sheka, like in a wall, has where you could hang something, you could put something. Sheka in Ivrit, in modern Ivrit, is an outlet. Also, you could stick something in. So here we're talking about, they had these hanging, how they light up a room. They had, let's say, hanging from the ceiling. You could see it if you go to old museums, on a chain, and they had this big brass thing with holes in it. And in the holes, they would put a kli that was sitting in the hole. And in the kli, there was a wick with oil, kerosene, whatever it was. And that that burnt, that provided light. So here you have where the shikoy shalner, it's a kli cheres that's made, that goes into the big brass thing. Only the very bottom of it is held by the big thing hanging on the ceiling. Most of it is out. So the halach is mitame bavir, if a sheretz falls in to the avir, to the airspace, it's considered toich, and it's mitame. What's the chiddush? It's regular toich. So the mafarshim point out over here that the chiddush is, even though only a little bit of the ner will actually go into this kli, still it's mekabel tumah. Mafarshim point out, achreinim point out, it could be the chiddush like this. The only the tip of it goes in. We learned earlier that the shear of a toich, which is considered choshev enough, is k'de losuch eva cotton. There is some type of minimal shear. It's not a type of a mashu. It has to have some type of basic functioning. Over here, it's mamish b'mashu. So it could be the chiddush is that over here, since this is the way it's used, again, the same part that we said before, about something they can't stand. That's why these two cases go together. And that's why there's a chiddush over here, but that's the chiddush. Kamash Malon, that the edge sticking in is a base kibul because the etzem ner has more room. It's just only the edge of the ner that sticks into the hole. That's enough of a base kibul. Hamasrek shel tzartzur. It's an interesting type of thing. The svarim show, you have the pictures, show a jog. The jug has a stopper on the top. It's full of water, and you want to be able to spill water. We had a similar case this before. What they have is they have a stopper on the top, and there are holes in the stopper, and that's the way you're going to pour out through the holes. You're going to pour out water. So the kli itself is a richtig kli kibul, emes. But around the top, there's a decorative, like teeth sticking up, and it's called a masik. A masik means in Lashon HaKodesh a comb. So they're like teeth of a comb sticking up around this kli, which is called a tzartzur. It's the teeth around it. What's the noise? That's a kli. Of course, that's a kli kibul. The shaila is the avir of the teeth of the comb-like teeth that is sticking up above the edge, is that a kli kibul? On the one hand, the kli itself has a kli kibul, so the stomach extends upward the toich, the kli kibul, until the top of the kli. On the other hand, this part, the teeth are spread apart. That's not really the walls of the kli. So the shaila is whether that's called the mokoim of the toich of the kli, that the avir between the teeth should be mitamin. This is the machlokes. Reb Elazar mitayer, that's not part of the toich of the kli. Vacham mitamin, if something goes into that ear space, it's also tamin. That's also part of the toich of the kli. The stomach, what the Rabbanan hold is that the teeth that stick up, even though Betzim, that shouldn't be like a toich, but it's agav, the base kibul, and the toich of the jug itself, the tzatzur, so that's for sure a base kibul, so this is a nitval. What they point out is what happens if you'd have a klicheres that was broken, you have a gistro, and you have jagged edges. The amongst the jagged edges, if you go into the ear space of the jagged edges, is for sure not toich. Even though over there also that's some kli, the gistro has a kli kibul. The jagged edges should be also nitfal. No. The jagged edges by a broken shard weren't meant lekach. Over here, this is the way they made this tzatzur. So over here, the jagged edges of the masrei could also be bechlal because it was designed that way. It's part of the kli kibul.